The City of Ann Arbor's interim city administrator, Tom Crawford, says his nearly 16 years of working with the city as the chief financial officer has prepared him to lead Ann Arbor. He has served as interim city administrator 3 times.
I come to today feeling that I'm well prepared for what the city faces.
As the state of Michigan's deputy state treasurer, Joyce Parker told city council she understands government both at a local and state level. She has held city manager positions and has worked on affordable housing projects.
Because I've had an extensive amount of experience in that area, I understand federal programs, state programs, local initiatives, the resources that might be necessary in order to move something like that forward.
Kara Pavlicek is the village manager of Oak Park, Illinois, a position she's held since 2012. Pavlicek says she would not hesitate to advise city council on issues discussed at the table.
The city administrator or village manager, when asked, does need to provide a recommendation and provide rationale for that recommendation.
Eric Webster is a city manager of Sandusky, Ohio, and graduated from the University of Michigan Law School in 2005. He says his ability to work well with elected officials makes him a great candidate.
I serve at the will of the city council and the mayor as a city manager or city administrator, and so I don't step over the line of a direction that is given to me.
The city can make an employment offer to one of the finalists as early as next week. The individual selected will replace former city administrator Howard Lazarus, who was fired by city council without cause in February. Jorge Avellan, WEMU News.